You can meet and hear Bill Barr, Albert Moeller, Pavi Rossinen, Chris Roseborough, Brian Wolfmiller, Joel Bierman, and Will Wheaton at the 2022 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, Friday, June 24th and Saturday, June 25th in Chicago. For more information, visit IssuesETC.org or call 618-223-8385. The 2022 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, June 24th and 25th at Concordia University, Chicago. It's a slow motion split, slowed down by several factors. The United Methodist Church has been, well, kind of on the verge of splitting for a long time, and then in the last couple of years, very slowly working toward it. It may not happen until, well, maybe 2 years from now, who knows? But already there's a formation of a new conservative Methodist church body that launches on the 1st of May, the Global Methodist Church. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Joining us to talk about the formation of a new Methodist church body, Mark Tooley. He's president of the Institute on Religion and Democracy based in Washington, D.C., and author of the book Taking Back the United Methodist Church. Mark, welcome back.
Yes, always good to be with you.
Why has this official split of the United Methodist Church been delayed so long?
Well, it would have happened in 2020, but the convention was delayed by the pandemic and postponed several times, and most recently is now postponed until 2024. So everyone is hanging in limbo in the interim.
What has led to this split?
The church, like other mainline denominations, has battled over sexuality since the early 1970s, but unlike the other mainline churches, there was a conservative majority that defeated attempts to liberalize, and so it was agreed after a special convention in 2019 in which the traditional teachings were reaffirmed and even tightened that a division needed to take place. So caucus groups from across the spectrum agreed on a plan called the Protocol to divide the church, but since the convention called General Conference has not been able to meet, that formal division has not taken place.
So tell us about this new denomination, the Global Methodist Church.
With the latest postponement of the convention, because some local churches and regions are unable or unwilling to wait until 2024, the Global Methodist Church is becoming a legal ecclesial entity on May the 1st as a new denomination into which congregations and regions may move.
Why are some segments of the Methodist Church already disaffiliating from the United Methodist Church and even before the official vote to split?
They're very uncertain about the future, and they feel their ministry is hampered by that uncertainty. So they're willing to pay the price to move earlier rather than later.
Others are kind of taking a wait-and-see approach. Why is that?
Well, when the convention meets, if it approves the protocol, it would allow local churches and regions to move into the Global Methodist Church without any cost to themselves. At this point, moving entails paying a significant sum of money, typically 2 years worth of payments to the national church.
Are there property issues as well, either at the kind of the regional level or at the local congregation level?
The properties are held in trust not by the congregation, but by the denomination, which makes it complicated. So there was a new church law approved in 2019 allowing churches to move out of the denomination if they pay 2 years worth of payments to the national church. There's another church law that allows churches to leave, to move into other Wesleyan denominations with the approval of their local jurisdiction.
Both theologically and structurally, how will the Global Methodist Church be different from the United Methodist Church?
The Global Methodist Church will be committed to traditional Orthodox Wesleyan theology and to traditional Christian teachings on marriage and sex. It is presumed that once traditionalists start leaving the United Methodist Church, the United Methodist Church will overturn its traditional teachings on marriage and sex and allow for same-sex marriage and other heterodox teachings.
Have we seen any congregations themselves split over this decision of which church body to affiliate with, or are they kind of going congregation as a whole?
Dozens of congregations have already moved out of the United Methodist Church, some of them liberal, unwilling to wait for official liberalization of the sexuality teachings, and many of them conservative. To my knowledge, those congregations have not seriously divided, but moved by a vote of near consensus.
Tell us about this new book of doctrines and discipline that the Global Methodist Church is going to implement.
It's a preliminary book of law for the new denomination. Methodism is governed by a book of law called The Discipline, dating back to the 1700s and John Wesley. So there is a draft new discipline for the Global Methodist Church, but it would need to be ratified by the first governing convention of the Global Methodist Church when that meets.
Can we in any way at this time estimate how large the Global Methodist Church will be?
United Methodism has over 13 million members globally. There are 6.2 million in the United States. There are 7 million in Africa and a couple hundred thousand in the Philippines and about 60,000 in Europe. Africa is overwhelmingly traditional and almost certainly will end up ultimately in the Global Methodist Church. The Philippines are maybe two-thirds traditional. Europe is 50-50. The U.S. church, probably about a third of the U.S. church, ultimately will end up in the Global Methodist Church.
Can entire, for lack of a better term, diocese, can entire diocese be expected to disaffiliate?
Yes, Methodists call their diocese conferences, and if the protocol were to pass, I would expect maybe of the 50-some conferences in the U.S., maybe 10 or 12 would move into the Global Methodist Church. Without the protocol yet, it's hard to say what exactly will happen. One conference in Texas may attempt to move this year. The Methodist Church in Bulgaria has already voted to move into the Global Methodist Church.
What role have African Methodists played in the recent history of the United Methodist Church, and what role are they expected to play in the future of the Global Methodist Church?
United Methodists did not follow the example of the Episcopal Church, Presbyterian Church, USA, Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, United Church of Christ, in formally abandoning Christian teaching on marriage and sexuality, and that's because of the African membership component. So the Africans at this point are over half the membership. At the last governing convention, they were one-third of the delegates, and they voted uniformly to affirm traditional teachings on sexuality. Otherwise, liberal Americans would have prevailed.
Are the Africans among those who are taking a wait-and-see approach, or have any of their conferences decided or at least signaled that they'll join the Global Methodist Church?
At this point, they are waiting and seeing. They wanted the General Conference to meet as scheduled later this year. At this point, they're waiting for 2024, or there could be some other mechanism to allow a formal division.
Mark Tooley is president of the Institute on Religion and Democracy based in Washington, D.C., and author of the book Taking Back the United Methodist Church. You can purchase this book and learn more about the Institute on Religion and Democracy at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Talk on Demand Archives. Mark, thank you very much.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
When we return, we're going to review the movie Father Stew with Pastor Ted Geese.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
The third commandment teaches us to remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. We do this when we hold God's word sacred and gladly hear and learn it. Jesus invites the weak and heavy laden to rest in him, our true rest, because his yoke is easy and his burden is light. This weekend, rest in Jesus as you hear his word and receive his gifts. If you are in Southern Illinois, you're invited to join Trinity Lutheran Church in Millstadt to rest in the grace of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Learn more at trinitymillstadt.org.
I am beautiful because I am fearfully and wonderfully made.
I am accepted because I'm a part of His family through Jesus' shed blood.
Unity Lutheran School in East St. Louis, Illinois, shines the light of Christ in one of the most impoverished cities in America. Learn how to support their mission work at unityesl.org. Unityesl.org.
Today, with the help of the Holy Spirit, I say yes to God in His ways.
College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois offers ACT, SAT, and PSAT test prep, scholarship application classes, college and career counseling, and more. Hi, this is Lori Konski, president of College Preparation Station. We have helped our students obtain more than $7 million in tuition scholarships in 12 years. Find out more at cpsprep.com. Let us help you create a vision and find your future. The College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois, cpsprep.com.